One major battleground which could be decisive is constituencies in the Midlands and the north of England, which have traditionally voted Labour but which voted for Brexit in 2016. They've been a major target for the Conservatives, and winning enough of them from Labour would be key to their hopes for a majority. But the Conservatives also face a challenge holding on to support in some constituencies which voted Remain. If they lose too many of those, it'll be a difficult set of results. Also, the Brexit Party of Nigel Farage, will it turn out that he scuppers Conservative hopes by taking votes from them in target seats? And if opposition Labour does perform better than polling predicts and we head into hung parliament territory, does a coalition or deal between Labour and the Scottish Nationalist Party and or the Liberal Democrats become a realistic prospect? If so, a new Scottish independence referendum becomes much more likely, as does the possibility of another UK general election as soon as next year. Ollie Barrett, London.